This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We also do a secret show. It's a podcast. We podcast this whole show, and then we do the secret show. We have some big news coming up about the secret show that you should, you know, if you like the secret show, you're going to like this.
What does that mean?
It means more sexy talk more times. So subscribe at the
buy
Odyssey.
A lot.
Yeah, buy a lot. Buy like to the power of five. Lots of secret shows.
We're not talking about double the output. We're talking about way more than that.
Quintupling it. Yeah. And means we need more problems to solve. So if you could send us an email with your bad advice questions, we'd love to give you some bad advice. Send them to put bad advice or secret show in the subject line, please, and send them to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
Load up Bryn's email box, please.
Oh, yeah.
Load him up.
And Vinny, save your sexy stories.
Because I got so many of those. Yeah.
I'm going to save my sexy stories. You save your sexy stories.
All right.
Your sexy stories.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We, you know, get these throughout the day, and we try to read them during the show, but this is really where we can get your comments and your compliments on the air, whatever you might have to say. We'd love to hear it.
Yep. That's true.
One Christmas, we had several extended members of my wife's family show up. We have a tiny house, and we asked both sides of our immediate families to get breakfast, and the doorbell rang. It was raining, and one uninvited muddy aunt came in with two dogs, threw pee pads down in our kitchen floor.
Oh my God. A muddy aunt with two wet dogs. Oh, kill me.
That goes on, but I lost some of the thread, so I'm going to have to move on. But yeah, I
think it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be like, just kill me. A muddy, your muddy aunt. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've gotten much better at finding a way to be graceful in these times.
To roll with it.
I would normally say, get the out.
Yeah.
No one told you could come here and bring dogs, and certainly not muddy. Who shows up muddy?
Well, it is raining.
Oh, I see where it broke off, Vinny. It says, so the aunt joined them. So it goes, join us to get to know each other. Suddenly we had people we did not invite in. Our house crammed in. No gifts for them. The kicker was we lined up to get breakfast, and the doorbell rang. It was raining, and one uninvited muddy aunt came in with two dogs and threw pee pads down in onto the kitchen floor. So
it was already in the middle of the serving line. So rude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was all over the place.
Yeah,
that's our
it
text
came
machine.
In, oh my God, that came in so many different pieces.
Listen, if you've got a nice long one, we love the nice long ones too. Just please send them as emails. Bryn
at
RadioAlice.com.
And let this be a lesson to you. If you use texts in your business, don't buy a discounted program. You want to get the good one. There's coupons or not. It's you don't use coupons for tattoos, boob jobs. Well, any plastic surgery you don't want to use coupons for.
No.
Or your text machine.
Don't just buy. Go top notch.
Yep.
If you want to get text, you want to get the whole text all at once in one message.
Exactly. Hey, Vinny, before COVID, my boss had a holiday company party at his house. One of the sales engineers, Bob, and his girlfriend went to their Jack and Jill bathroom upstairs and did it. The wife, Kim, caught them. Oh, I'm using too many names. They're using too many names, I should say. The adjoining rooms were their kids' room. Brian was put on probation at work. I did it again. I just said the guy's...
Oh, geez.
He shortly stopped working for the company when the new year came. This was a Christmas party.
Oh, boy.
Yikes. Yeah, you should know not to bone at the boss's house.
And also...
I know drinks make everything right. make sense. Even boning someone in your boss's bathroom. But come on.
Please don't do it near the kids. What if one kid has to pee in the middle of the night and gets a... Yeah, there's strangers boning in our bathroom.
Well, you had that happen at your party.
I did, yeah.
Who'd you bring home that night?
Some band.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the whole band.
Hey, everyone, come back and party at my house.
Yeah,
I'm sure your husband was like, what?
John was not happy. John
wasn't happy. Sure.
Yeah, he threw everybody out right when we found the people doing it in our house near my son's room. It was not one of my finer moments.
Classic Sarah, though.
God.
Trying to keep the party going.
Well, I don't want the party to end.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Right, yeah. I do
Well, that's my point is that whole drinking thing, everything seems to make sense.
Yeah, come on, everybody.
You know what's trippy about that? I remember this even as a young man, the party thing, because you don't want it to stop. But then you realize this, there's you have to, it's going to take an hour to get everybody back into a scenario where this is going to be fun again.
Mm-hmm.
And by then you're yawning.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why did we make plans to go on another beer run and have more people and move to another location?
No, it was, we should have just ended it when it ended. Yeah.
Let's go to sleep.
Right. By the time we had driven back from wherever the party was to our house, then it was, I was like, boy, this is, I'm really sorry I invited all those people over. Can you take care of that?
Right. Exactly my point.
I just never want the jam to stop.
Mm-hmm. First date with my now partner was a total dud. I was not interested. The second date, 6 months later, he had walking pneumonia. Third date, we sort of clicked. By the fifth date, we slept together, and I was hooked. We've been together 5 years now.
Oh, well. Well, I'm glad you gave him another chance, another two chances. Walking pneumonia. Jesus, this guy. He's like, I really like this girl, but everything's just going wrong.
You know, I had this girl that I... looks wise, she just had all the stuff, and the first date was not good, but she had all the stuff, if you know what I mean. And I was like, you know, I'm gonna fight through this. We can make this work. And then the second date, it just couldn't click.
Was no the matter second how... date, the date that she said, "What do you mean you're getting a cup? That's pollution."
Oh no! You're talking about the hippie chick. No. This is another thing entirely. Me and that girl were. I was able to fight through that one as well. Again with the fighting through things.
Oh,
he's tough.
Yeah.
He's a fighter.
I was like, she's just too good looking. This has to be. This can work.
Mm-hmm. I can make this work.
And by the third, I was like, okay, I can't. I don't know why. I'm trying my hardest, and it just can't happen.
Was she not a conversationalist?
What's that?
One more date. You couldn't get like a conversation going? Like, what was the problem?
It just, yeah. And there was like this weird sort of confrontational like way of.
Oh, is this, there's a dentist trying to get me too? Is it that guy?
That was over that day. There was no fighting through that one.
Go get your dentist.
Yeah. I just couldn't. And then finally when I was like,
if you do that, then you will have to do this. And very.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's the one. Boy, you really have a memory when you want, don't you?
It's all up here somewhere.
Yes, that's the one. And
if I can just find the key.
And then as hard as I tried to make that work, and then I was like, it's not possible. We can't.
Right.
And we never even did it, by the way. Then it was. You're not trying hard enough. We can do this. And I'm like, oh my God, you're actually being confrontational while I'm telling you this isn't happening.
But we're breaking up.
I can't even not.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't
so
even.
So stupid. Anyway, back to the text. That's not what we're supposed
to
be talking about.
I like that. That's my kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, we already did that one. Can you guys send this list of rude guest behavior to my stepmom, please? LOL, she's guilty of all those.
Oh, that's too bad. We can't mediate your relationship with your step, with your, is it stepmother or mother-in-law?
Stepmother.
Whatever it is, we can't, we're not getting in the middle of that.
Sarah, I love that you give your son pledge.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'll, you know, sometimes I knock on the door and go, hey, we're out of glasses in the kitchen. You got any in there? And he has like two hands full, you know, with
clink,
a finger
clink,
in each
clink,
of yeah.
Clink,
well, let me gather those up for
his
you.
His arms are filled
like,
with
thanks. Clink, clink. Can you take the, he's like, come back. I got more. I go, how about you bring those out to the kitchen? How about that? Can't carry them all at once.
The cookie thing happened to a guy in Livermore. Dan Good Cookie was told he couldn't fly the gay flag at the farmer's market. Livermore rallied around him, and there were lines out the door.
Oh.
Oh, that's great.
Just a rainbow, you guys. Who doesn't like a rainbow? Come on. It's beautiful. Takes all types.
Vinny, can Sarah tell us how the Tom Cruise cake was? Thanks.
Oh, it was good. You know, I'll say this for it. What was it, like a coconut something? It was good, but I don't have, I can barely remember it. So it can't have been that good,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it was a $100 cake too. It
took like a month to get.
Took forever to get there. When did I get it? In January? I think mm-hmm. I ordered it in like early December.
Mm-hmm. Get it mid-January.
And it, you know, we like ate that. It. Don't get me wrong. None went to waste. It was a cake with coconut on it. So
Sarah.
What'd I do now?
I thought that was Sheryl Crow singing. I've heard you sing, but not like that.
Oh,
I didn't think it was possible, but I love you even more now.
Oh,
half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right.
He liked it too. He was smiling.
Was that Sarah singing?
Yeah, that's me. That was Kid Rock came in for an interview.
That's Sarah? Damn, that's hot.
Sarah.
It's not as hot as Lord's record cover, but it's close.
Yeah, that's for sure. Nothing could get as hot as that.
I wonder where you've been.
Yeah. I love singing. It just, like, that makes me just want to go and say, John, play a song. Play some Nugget sing.
And he will.
Of course he will.
510 says, her legs? I didn't even notice she has legs.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Vinny's laugh gets me every time. Oh, my God, that's a lot of ass.
It's a good
looking
ass.
Whose ass? What album? I missed it. Please tell me.
Lord, it's called Forever Solar. What's it called again? Hold on.
What now?
Never mind. He's staring at the picture.
Solar
Forever.
Solar Power.
No, it's not solar power. Hold on a second.
It says right.
And look, there's nothing dirty about this.
Stop
yes,
it.
Her
it
body
is
absorbing
God.
The red oh. swimsuit she's wearing, but
absorbing is
dirty
one way of saying that. It's, oh, boy. Oh, Lord. Come on now. Solar Forever is her new. Oh, no. Hang on.
Solar Power.
You're right. It does say, I thought it said Solar Forever.
I told you.
He scrolled down on the photo and it's right above her head,
yeah,
the name.
Yeah.
Right,
but it looks like an F. You know, listen, I had to put on glasses just to tell if I was looking at her naked crack or not. I can't read her stupid handwriting.
That's not what that looks like, Sarah.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
well,
there's
kind of a tan line, too, in there.
I don't know. I don't want to look at it, too. She's a young girl. I just feel like, lady, what are you... You know, I expect that out of Cardi B, not out of you. Stop it. Put some pants
oh,
on.
Oh, how dare
oh,
you.
Come on.
I totally dare. I feel like, you know.
It's a little bit
just,
different, Sarah.
I don't know. It's like, it isn't a little bit different. It's just, it's too much.
She's
just
not
showed
doing
everybody
the
WAP. Everything.
It's not
no,
too
she's
much.
Not doing
she's
the WAP.
She's not showing
true.
You anything. You don't
I can see,
see
it
anything.
All. I can see it all. I see where
if
everything
that's
goes.
It all,
I see all the parts. I see the
you don't see
cracks.
The parts.
I see the
yeah,
needles.
It's funny.
I see the,
I don't feel like
I see
it
a hammer
enough.
In there. I can see everything.
I barely see anything.
I pulled out my jewel lens and looked more closely
I bet
and
you
still
did.
Can't see anything.
Yeah. Mm. I see it more than enough. Too much. I'm old. I'm an old-fashioned lady. I can't. I don't want to see that anymore.
650 says when they're depressed, they go for a motorcycle ride.
Aww.
This was the things you do to lift your spirits. I'm not going to Australia on that woman. She's not going to crack your head.
Oh, the one who's...
The watermelon breaker.
Watermelon lady, yeah. She might, though. Imagine if she was like, you know, her legs shot out straight as she was like... oh, geez, I just got my head exploded.
You'd die happy, though, wouldn't you?
Would you? I don't
you'd,
know.
Yeah, you'd be ODing on watermelon sugar. You'd be like, this is the best day of all times.
Yeah. Good point.
I don't know.
Right? Right?
Time's up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, time's up. Oh, right.
Oh,
time's
time
up.
Is.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous out. Go get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let the sun soak into you. Get your vitamin D from the most natural source available.
What?
It's just
Who's
beautiful.
That supposed to be?
It's me.
Oh, solar okay. power forever, Sarah.
Yeah.
Solar.
I agree. Sun don't shine right there. I don't know if you guys know that, but
really weird how much my anticipation of the Lord album has grown over this morning. I wasn't.
She's gonna turn into Ariana Grande and tell you all the different ways you can get her.
She hadn't, and all of a sudden now I'm like, yeah, wow,
okay,
can't wait.
Yep,
for that new.
Does she still
album.
Have those janky dance moves though?
Seems like
anyway.
She's grown up a lot since we last saw her.
That's a good angle
it?
On her. You know, if you like that sort of thing. Anyway, that was a fun show. So listen, V Hale's up next. Hey, are we going to get to do the trivia with her tomorrow? Do you know if we're going to? I'd love to
we
say
can.
Goodbye to her before vacation.
We can. We've just been kind of stacked lately.
I know.
I mean, even today, we've got a bunch of things to do.
Yeah, we do.
And so I was thinking maybe it's too
we
much
do.
For you guys. I don't want
what?
To overload you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I've got a bunch
know?
Of stuff right now. So.
Right.
I know.
So.
Yeah. Look, we got vacation right around the corner. There's things you got to do to go on vacation. Everybody knows that. You got to clean up all your messes. Get it all ready to go.
That's right.
So it runs without you for a week. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, have a good day. V Hill's up next, and Janie follows her. We're open for business 24/7. And if you stream us on the Odyssey app,
Odyssey.
Never turn the stream off. Just turn it down if you would. That'd be great. See you back here on Hope Day.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.